much of that.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to go ahead and open up Senate Judiciary. We have a number of bills that are set for work session today. No public hearings. Unfortunately, I've been told three of the bills that are set for work session today are not ready, meaning no physicals or amendments are not available yet. Those bills that we will not be hearing today, and we will be carrying over till this coming Thursday, which will be St. Patty's Day, March 17th. SB 389, SB 390, SB 528. It's my understanding there are amendments and or failure to have physicals for those three bills. Oh, did I say that wrong? 582? What did I say?
528.
Oh. 528. That's a, well, I guess they're all in there. But anyway, so those three are not, so that means we have three bills that are ready today to go for work session. We're going to open up the first work session on Senate Bill 391.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 391 was previously heard on the 3rd of March. It's the bill that allows tax court magistrates to hold another for-profit job under certain conditions. It would take effect on the 91st day following adjournment sine die. Other employment is permitted so long as there's no conflict and the other requirements and oversight remain. This bill comes from the Oregon Judicial Department. Magistrates are currently prohibited from any other type of employment for pay, which negatively impacts recruitment and retention. There's no revenue, no fiscal, and no subsequent referral.
Mr. Chair,
Cruz.
I move Senate Bill 391 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves the Senate Bill 391 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And let's see here. The chair will carry 391. And we'll close that public up. I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to sign that one to Senator Bonamici, 391.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. We'll close the public hearing, the work session on 391, open up the work session on 392.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 392 was also previously heard on March 3rd. It has no revenue and no fiscal and no subsequent referral. It's the one that continues the exemption from disclosure as a public record, the names and locations of persons engaged in animal research at Oregon Health Sciences University until January 2nd, 2016. At the previous hearing, issues that were discussed were personal safety of employees, the importance of research, and the watchdog function of interest groups. The prohibition against disclosure was originally acted in 2003.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 392 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves the Senate Bill 392 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Senator Bonamici first.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to support this bill, but I just want to put a couple of things on the record. I did not support this bill last time, and I'm very concerned about the outrageous acts of some activists, and I know in no way condone their behavior or their violence. Every example of the behavior that OHSU seeks to prevent, I believe, gives rise to criminal prosecution, and I believe that such violence should be prosecuted vigorously. And my concern arises because OHSU continues to post the names and photographs of their researchers on the website, while at the same time contending the need to redact names from records. And at the last hearing, in fact, they passed out an article about a researcher in California who was targeted. And then they had their own researcher, whose name and photo are on the website, testify in support of the bill. So I really appreciate the concern and fear about the people who work out there, many of whom are my constituents and people I know. And so I'm going to support this bill, but I really encourage OHSU to continue to work on finding a better way to assure the security of the people who work there, but also preserve the public's right to know about what happens at the facility. And I hope they're able to do that before the next sunset. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. Thank you, Senator Bonamici. Any other comments?
No, Mr. Chair. I would just say the only way this bill would be improved would be just to eliminate the sunset altogether, but that's my opinion.
Well, that's been suggested in other arenas as well. Senator Dingfelder.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'd like to echo a lot of the comments that my colleague made for similar reasons. I've been a no on this bill in the past. I've spent quite a bit of time at the facility. last year visiting with researchers, and I share similar concerns about the website photos. I think that that is potentially something that is a problem, and so I'm hoping that message will get to OHSU that they'll consider removing those, and if we're really concerned about safety, I think that's got to be part of the plan. So with that, Mr. Chair, I will be a yes on this this time around, but I share many of the concerns that Senator Bonamici raised.
All right. Thank you, Senator Dingfelder. Now, I also have, I guess, some issues. It does seem to me that if you're wanting to give safety and security to your employees, that you would not necessarily telegraph everything out that as to who they are, maybe with their face and stuff. So maybe that's one of the reasons we still have a sunset clause that's currently on the bill. I guess no telling what might happen on the House side. But at this point, we have the bill that's before us. It sounds like we've had our discussion. Any objection to the bill moving forward, the due pass recommendation to the floor? Not seeing any, so ordered. And the chair will carry 392. I'll close the work session on 392 and open up a work session on 592.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 592 has no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal, so no statement issued. It allows award of attorney fees for appeals of administrative decisions, provides a temporary process to seek such an award retroactively in cases where order of denial entered on or after January 1, 2009. We received a dash one amendment and that applies the measure prospectively only. Oregon statutes currently allow awards of attorney's fees in civil actions, and they're construed to be applicable at the appellate level, but only if the case initiates in court. Senate Bill 592 allows them to be obtained even if the case initiates from an administrative decision.
All right. And let me just make certain on 592, there was an amendment at one point. Has that actually been put in?
The no fiscal, the minimal fiscal and no revenue are on the dash one amendment.
All right. And it is, in fact, on the dash one. Okay.
But it hasn't been adopted into the bill yet.
Okay. So the chair will take a motion on the dash one.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash one amendment to Senate Bill 592.
Senator Cruz moves the dash one in Senate Bill 592. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 592 as amended by the dash one amendments to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
All right. Senator Cruz moves the Senate Bill 592 as amended by the dash ones to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. All right, gentlemen, we actually have an attorney bill I'm thinking that one of y'all might want to carry.
Well, Mr. Chair, I was just wondering, Senator Atkinson was a sponsor, if we might want to allow him to carry his bill. If you want somebody on this committee, I'd be happy to do it.
We'll put Senator Cruz as first. We'll ask Senator Atkinson if he wants to. I will tell you that Senator Atkinson, I think, did the filing as a courtesy to a gentleman who lives up here. He and I are the ones that actually worked the bill. So, Senator Cruz, one opportunity to carry an attorney bill.
Sure.
All right, so we're going to close the work session on Senate Bill 592. And I'm going to put on the record, after I carry these over, and I do believe technically I could uncarry them and do move them today, but since I've done that out of courtesy, I will, in fact, leave them carried over until Thursday. But we've now received the fiscal impacts on 390 and 389-1.
Can't,
so,
can't we do it? Hmm? I mean, do we have to wait, or we're here?
I just feel like, I mean, I put on the record, I know, well, I guess the person that left wasn't for these bills.
They are, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, judicial department bills.
Why don't we do this? We're going to take a recess, so we'll stand down for a moment.
more staff.
Okay, we're ready to go. All right, we're back on the record. I've had an opportunity to speak with Robert Taylor, Secretary of the Senate. He believes it's appropriate if we choose to go ahead and reopen the work session on these two. So what we're going to do is we are going to do that, but at the same time, we're going to make certain that everything that we're doing this morning, let's say, meets the standards and the procedures that are required. So staff will be checking with Mr. Taylor later today to get confirmation. If not, then we will go ahead and repost these for Thursday the 17th. So with that in mind, I'm opening up a public hearing, or excuse me, work session on Senate Bill 389.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 389 establishes a uniform process to obtain confidential jury records for use as evidence in post-conviction relief proceedings. It was previously discussed on March the 3rd. The effect of the bill is to mirror statutes that exist that allow a request for records at the trial court level to be applicable and uniform at the following the trial. It was received from Oregon Judicial Department. There is no revenue impact and there is no fiscal impact. We received a dash one amendment. Those statements are on the dash one. That requires a request for records to be made in the post-conviction relief petition or on motion during the proceedings, that the filing of the request is no later than 90 days before post-conviction relief hearing, absent good cause to file within a shorter time, and it clarifies the standards to release the records as likely to produce evidence relevant of a claim of substantial denial of constitutional rights.
And so we do need to adopt the dash ones?
That's correct.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash one amendment to Senate Bill 389.
Senator Cruz moves the dash one into Senate Bill 389. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 389 as amended by the dash ones to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Cruz moves the Senate Bill 389 as amended by the dash ones to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And on this one here, does anyone want to take this one? If not, the chair will carry this one. Chair will carry 389, and we'll close that work session. We'll open up our last work session for today, which is Senate Bill 390.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 390 was previously heard on March 3rd. There's no revenue impact and no fiscal impact. It limits disclosure of the records of civil commitment proceedings to parties while pending on appeal. It requires the appellate court to protect the identity of the subject of the proceedings and its opinions, and it conforms disclosures to comply with federal law. We discussed the provisions of the measure last time. It comes from the Oregon Judicial Department in anticipation of their electronic access. It doesn't alter any protections of the subjects of commitment proceedings.
All right. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 390 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
All right. Senator Cruz moves Senate Bill 390 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And do we have a volunteer for 390? Senator Wissett, your colleague to the right, has agreed that you should be the carrier. So, as vice chair, I'll honor that request.
Well, he raised his hand.
I thought I saw you go take
it. It was kind of like volunteering, but not really. All right, so that takes care, I think, of everything that was on the agenda. Again, regarding the last two bills we took action on, 389 and 390, if there, for some reason, the procedure we just followed was not appropriate, we will have them posted for work session on 317, and council, again, will be checking with Mr. Taylor before noon to make certain we are okay with that. And we have Senate Bill 582, which is, in fact, carried over until Thursday, March 17th. Anything else we need to go over?
Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll adjourn for today. We'll be back tomorrow at 8:30.